Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for sitting with me this morning. It's such a gift to not be sitting alone. I'm so grateful that we could all be together. Even if it's virtually, it still feels, there still feels connection. So thank you. This morning, I'm just going to settle us in, and then I will share a poem, and then we'll sit pretty much quietly throughout. I might pop in here or there just to bring us back into the moment. And then I will close out with an invitation for you to just sort of hear any type of aspiration or intention you may have for how you want to show up today. This is something I do every day at the end of my meditation. I've been doing it for about a year and a half now, and I write it down in one line a day journal, or you could use a sticky note, or you could just keep it in your mind. But I have found it to be a real powerful guide in helping me bring my practice throughout my day. So it's an invitation for you at the end. And then we'll close out, and hopefully we can rejoin next Sunday. So thank you. So with that said, find a comfortable posture this morning. Feel free to close your eyes if that puts you at ease, or take on a soft gaze. Whatever is supportive, this is a space for you to find the practice that serves you right now, this morning, or today. And I am just offering this space, words to provide any support. So take what you need, give yourself what you need. And know that all of us sitting here in community, you know, hands, those sort of 10 fingers beneath our feet to give us that little boost that we may need. So taking a few deep breaths to help settle us into our space. If you're feeling really sleepy, you can make your breaths a little bit shorter and faster right now, just to invigorate the body. And do that at your own pace, and when you're ready, you could just allow the breath to find its natural rhythm. And you could choose your anchor for this morning, whether that's the breath. You may feel the breath in and out through the nose, the rise and fall of the chest or the belly. Or perhaps the breath is not as accessible this morning. You could find a place in your body, whether it's where your body contacts the floor or the chair that you're sitting in, whether it's your hands touching each other, or touching your lap, or you have hands on your heart center, or even your feet touching the ground. These are all options, and there are many more. So just find an anchor that you can return to every time you notice that you're lost in thought. It's just a way to bring you back to the present, to where you are right here, right now. So we don't have to hold on to our anchor tightly. It's just that guide to bring us back. So before I go quiet in this meditation, I'd like to share with you this poem by Dana Falls titled, Just For Now. Just for now, without asking how, let yourself sink into stillness. Just for now, Lay down the weight you so patiently bear upon your shoulders. Feel the earth receive you, and the infinite expanse of the sky grow even wider as your awareness reaches up to meet it. Just for now, allow the wave of the breath to enliven your experience. Breathe out whatever blocks you from the truth. Just for now, be boundless, free, with awakened energy tingling in your hands and feet. Drink in the possibility of being who and what you really are, so fully alive that the world looks different, newly born and vibrant. Just for now. So perhaps this beautiful poet's words can be your guide this morning. Noticing where you are now. Coming back into the present. You find yourself lost in thought. What keeps bringing you out of presence this morning? Can you let it go just for now? Being gentle and kind with whatever keeps coming up, if something does keep coming up, and using your anchor to guide yourself back into this moment. Noticing where you are now. Perhaps what has been arising in your body throughout this meditation, or if particular thoughts keep bringing you out of the present moment. I heard a teacher describe it as sort of a committee. So who's speaking loudly in your committee today? Is there a particular thought, particular emotion, perhaps that particular critic? What's taking up space that perhaps doesn't need to? One of the beauties of sitting in stillness is all the information, all the wisdom that's in our body, that's in our heart. It's even in understanding the thoughts that pop up in our minds as we settle. So just taking review of your experience this morning. And how this experience can help you enter and move through your day today. So setting an intention or an aspiration, whether that's in the form of a supportive reminder or a larger way of living today. So if you like, it's an invitation. You can place a hand or hands in your heart center. That can sometimes help open up the heart and help us access its will. And just ask yourself, how do I want to show up for myself and for others today? Or what reminder do I need to help me live today as fully as I can? And just see what your heart reveals to you. And so I'll close on that note of aspiration with this question that Mary Oliver offers in her poem, The Summer Day. Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? When you're ready, you could flutter your eyes open, come back into your space. Thank you so much for sitting with me and each other this morning. I hope that it helps you move into your day. It looks like here on the East Coast, it's going to be pretty. A little chilly, but pretty. So thank you all. Have a beautiful Sunday. And I will reach out to remind you of next Sunday, and I hope you can join. Be well.